弟兄姊妹，今天我愿意交通得着基督，并且被他得着。
Today I want to share to gain Christ and to be obtained by Christ.
如果从这个文字上来看，这个得着。
And if we look at this word, to lay hold.
对，我只是因为这个中文比较容易，就是得。
Because in the Chinese, it seems to be an easier word, which is to gain.
那当我看了不同的这些的英文的翻译，它可以是 gain， 可 obtain， 可以 lay hold of， 可以是 possess 这些意思，就是拥有也抓到的这些意思。
But in the English, it has many words are used. It can be laid hold, it can be gain, it can be apprehend, it can be take hold or possess.
我们先来读几处的圣经，请翻到腓立比书。
Let's turn first to Philippians 3.
腓立比书第三章的，我们先读第三章七到九节。
Let us first read Philippians 3:7-9.
腓立比书三章七到九，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yeah, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith.
所以这边我们可以看到保罗他有一个很强烈的心志，他要得着基督。
So we can see Paul has the heart that strongly wants to gain Christ.
然后我们再接下来读的第三章的十到十四节。
Then let's go on to chapter 3:10-14.
十到十四，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Verses 10 to 14, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
所以在这边我们可以感觉到保罗他竭尽他的全力在追求一件事情。
We can sense here that Paul gathered all his strength and to really pursue.
然后在第十二节这边最后面这句话呢比较特别。
In the last part of verse 12, it's the phrase there is more special.
对，他说得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
It says, if I may apprehend or lay hold that for which also I am apprehended or lay hold of Christ Jesus.
所以他这边 就意思是说，保罗要得着一件事。
He's saying that Paul wants to lay hold or take hold of something.
那是什么事情呢？
And but what is that?
那这件事情就是保罗要被基督得着。
And that is Paul wants to be laid hold by Christ.
所以这边强调了说，这位或是说我们每一个人呢，都应该被基督得着。
Each and every one of us have to be laid hold by Christ.
所以一方面是我们能够得着基督。
So on one hand, we want to gain Christ.
另外一方面是基督能够得着我们。
But on the other hand, that Christ will lay hold of us.
其实严格来讲，这是同一件事情的两面或是两个角度。
Actually, this is only one thing. It is the two faces of one single thing.
这两件事情应该是同时发生的。
And these two things have to simultaneously happen.
也就是说，当我这个人如果得着基督的话，其实我就是被基督得着。
So when I gain Christ, that is also the time when Christ laid hold of me.
或是说反过来讲。如果我被基督得着，其实我同时之间就是得着了基督。
Or when Christ laid hold of me, that is also the time when I gained Christ.
所以你不可能说我得着了基督，我却没有被基督得着。
So it is not possible for me to say I gained Christ, but Christ did not lay hold of me.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们从这个保罗的这段话去体会的时候呢，
So when we try to understand and gain and take in what Paul is saying here,
我们会发现这是我们的弟兄给我们的一个榜样。
This is an example that our brother gave us.
这是他一生的追求。
This is his whole life pursuit.
而且他要竭力的追求。
And he wants to give his all to pursue this.
他在心中他用了一句话，他说我只有一件事。
And what he say is in my heart there is only one thing.
当然这个肯定不是说我一天二十小时只做一件事情，不要吃饭睡觉，不是这个意思。
Of course it doesn't mean that in a 24 hour day he's not doing anything, like he's not eating, he's not sleeping.
但是他这边意思是说，这边是他一个专注最重要的一件事情。
But what he's saying here, this is his focus and his most important thing.
对，所以其他的事情跟这个事情比起来呢，都没有那么重要了。
And so any other thing compared to this one thing, those other things are not important.
而且同时之间呢，他也深深的知道，如果他这样子追求的话呢，他其实就已经是向着标杆了。
And he knows that if he pursued this way, he's actually pursuing the mark. He's pressing on towards the mark.
而且最终呢，他也能够达到神所设定给他的这个目标，这个标杆。
And then he will reach that goal, that prize.
他里面听见了一个神的呼召，他称为是上面来的，就是就是 upward on high calling， 这是一个向上高处的呼召。
The calling that he received inward is an upward or on high calling。
他的耳朵呢，听见了神给他这样一个高处的一个呼召。
His ears hears that upward or on high calling。
所以他就把这个呼召看重，放在他的生命里面，他全心全意的要来答应这个呼召。
And he values this calling, and he uses his whole life to respond to this calling.
弟兄姊妹，在我接下来想要提的事情是说，我们的信主的基督徒呢，必须一直的成长。
What I want to say after this is like we who are believers, who are Christians, we have to continue to grow.
那在这个成长的过程当中，跟得着基督还有我们被基督得着是完全是相关的。
And this process of growth is closely related to our gaining Christ and being laid hold by Christ.
我们翻到希伯来书的希伯来书第八章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 8.
八章十到十二节。
From 10 to 12.
希伯来书八章十到十二节，主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民，他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主，因为他们从小的到至大的都必认识我，我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。
Hebrews 8:10-12. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me.From the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more.
有一些圣经，我不知道怎么形容，它有带有一种性质，叫做 universal 的性质，就是一个全面性的一种性质。
There's some Bible verses that have universal characteristic.
我这边要举两个地方，这是当中的一处。
And I want to point out two places. This is one of them.
那这些的圣经的这些的经节呢，会感觉它可以贯穿到我们所有的属灵的学习。
This will be an element in all our spiritual learning.
所以在这个这段的圣经里面呢，它是讲到。神与我们所立的一个新约。
In this passage, it talks about the new covenant that God made with us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都应该很清楚，我们现在不是活在旧约的里面了。
We have to be very clear that we are not living under the old covenant.
然后我们在这个新的约定里呢，我们能够凭着信接受了主的救恩，并且成为神的儿女。
And under this new covenant, by faith, we accept the Lord and become His children.
然后在这段圣经里面，他除了在第十二节讲到我们的罪蒙赦免。
And not only in this here in verse 12, does He said that our sins are forgiven.
他特别强调我们这批人活在新约的原则里面是怎么样的一个情况。
Emphasize how.We living under the new covenant should be living.
这个情况是说，我们不再是遵守外面的律法，而是从我们的灵里面接受神的带领和教导。
We are not following the law outwardly, but from within we receive His teaching and keep them in our hearts.
我想这些基本的真理，我们应该都很清楚。
This basic foundational truth, we have to be very clear.
然后我想我们今天可以再多注意这段所讲的，就是说神立了新约，主耶稣为我们付上生命的代价，他的目的是什么？
And today we want to focus like God has made a new covenant with us, and He has paid it with His price. And what's the purpose?
你会发现。他这边讲到说，其实不管人的年纪，不管我们的背景，我们的语言，我们的文化，他有一个目的呢，是叫我们都要来认识神。
So regardless of our background, our language, where we're from, there is one purpose, and that is to know Him.
不仅是我们心思能够明白一些。神的事情，而是从我们里面的经历当中来认识主。
Not only through our mind that we can understand certain things, but actually it is that we can experience the Lord within.
所以我再稍微回头强调一下，主用了极大的代价立了这个新约。
The Lord has paid a great price.To be able to establish this new covenant.
他要我们达到什么样的光景呢？就是要来认识他。
What does he want from this? It is so that we will know him.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候跟 福音朋友有一些的鼓励了。
So, when I encourage non-believers,
就是当我们面对我们的整个的一生的时候，也许七八十年。
When we face our life, maybe it's 70 to 80 years.
我们会经过许多的环境，我们会经过风浪，我们会经过生老病死。
And we will go through different circumstances, storms, sickness and death.
但是在这个短短的一生当中，如果我这个人能够认识这位永生的永大能永生的神的话，这是一个很不了的很不得了的事情。
But if within this short lifespan, I can know God who's eternal, that's such a huge thing.
然后在这段话里面，他特别提到说，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民，在第十节的下面。
And here it says that I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people.
对，什么叫做我们做神的子民，他做我们的神呢？
What does that mean that he's our God and we are his people?
就换句话来说，就是我们这些人被神得着了。
In other words, it means that we are laid hold, we are obtained by Christ.
他得着了我们这批人，成为一个属神的子民。
And he obtained us to become a people of God.
他得着了我们这批人，在全地不认神的这个环境底下，我们这批人愿意承认他是我们的神。
Among people who do not know him, we are obtained by God to be able to acknowledge him as God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神立了这个新约，
So when God put this new covenant,
他要得着一批子民是属于他，完全属于他的人。
He wants a group of people to totally belong to him.
我们再来翻到那个另外一段，是约翰福音第十章第十节。
Let's turn now to John 10:10.
约翰福音的第十章第十节，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
对我来讲，这句话也是有一个很广泛 universal 的一个性质的一段话。
Again, this verse has a very universal characteristics.
也就是说，主在这边讲了一个短短一句话，他说我来了。
Such a very short phrase, it says, I come.
然后后面他的意思说为了什么。
And he's saying, what I come for.
我来了这句话包含了很多，从主耶稣他顺服父神的旨意并且道成肉身。
This phrase, I come, encompass a lot.It says, I come and it's the word become flesh and obey the will of God.
对，他受了限制，成为人的一个卑微的样子。
He was limited to become a mere human.
在两千年前，他亲自的行走在耶路撒冷，行走在以色列那块地方。
And 2,000 years ago, he walked on the land of Israel.
不仅如此，他是完全舍弃了天上的荣光和他的尊贵来到这个地上。
And he gave up all the glory in heaven and all the goodness and nobility.
然后最后在众目睽睽之下，大家能够公开的一个刑罚当中，为我们钉在十字架上而死。
And then he was sentenced to die and to die on the cross for us.
然后所有这些事情叫做我来了。
And all of these things are summed up together in I come.
为了什么？他目的是什么？
But why did he come? What's the purpose of his coming?
所以他这边说他要我们得生命并且得得更丰盛。
And so he says he wants us to have life and to have it more abundantly.
所以我们感谢主，我们每一个人哈，从母腹开始就开启始了我们的生命。
So all of us started our life in the womb of our mother.
然后我们一直活到进了坟墓那间。
And then we live and live and continue to live until we enter the grave that one day.
也很多时候我们自己也疑惑，生命到底是什么？我的生命到底应该活成什么样子？
And many times we might ask ourselves, what should our life look like?
那主来了，他就是要给我们这个问题的答案。
And the Lord come to give us the answer to that question.
他说一开头我们能够得着那个属从神来的那个属天的生命。
First of all, He wants us to be able to obtain that life that belongs to God.
并且他用何等大的忍耐一直在那里带领我们。
And with patience, He lead us.
叫我们能够走过一个渐渐能够成长的一个过程。
And he lead us so that we will grow gradually.
我们能够更多的经历，更多进入这个生命的丰盛里。
And that we will experience and enter into that abundant life.
所以我刚刚举了这两段的圣经。
And so these two passages that I referred to a while ago.
你会发现，有一个角度是得着。
So there's one aspect where it talks about gaining.
对，得着生命，得着更丰盛的生命。
Gaining life, gaining more abundant life.
另外一个角度是被得着。
But on the other hand, it is to be obtained, to be laid hold by Christ.
我们这批人不再是属地的，乃是一批属神归于他的子民。
Because we are a group of people who no longer belongs to this earth but to heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这边再次，我们一同在这里花时间聚会。
So we spend time here in our gathering.
我们也试着去跟福音朋友传福音。
And we also tell the good news to our gospel friends.
我相信我们在家里面也花时间读圣经，也跟主祷告亲近。
I'm sure at home we also spend time reading the Bible, spending time to be close to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要忘了主在我们身上要达成的一个目的。
But don't ever forget that God has a purpose in us.
也就是说，其实还不在乎说我们圣经或是属灵的书籍读了多少的遍。
It's not a matter of how many times you have read the Bible or how many times you have read spiritual books.
也不是仅仅在乎我们做了多少的服事，甚至所谓带查经在这里讲道。
And it's not just a matter of how much service we have done, to lead Bible study or to be preaching here.
所有我们在这边做的事情，我们付上的代价都是为了得着基督，并且被他得着。
Everything that we're doing, every price that we've paid, is really to gain Christ, and that He will lay hold of us.
如果没有得着，也没有被得着的话，做的这一切事情都没有办法带进真正生命的成长。
If we do not gain Christ, and if Christ did not obtain us, then there's no value.
但我怕弟兄姊妹听歪掉，大家还是要注重聚会，要看重祷告，要看重传福音哦。
But I don't want you to go astray. Of course, we still have to value gathering together. We have to value reading the Bible and be close to the Lord.
但在这些所有的事情里面，我们一定不能够忘记，也不能够失去。我们是在得着基督，也在被他得着。
But in doing all these things, we cannot lose track of the fact that the point is to gain Christ and that He can obtain us.
我们再来看一处圣经，是马太福音的十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew 16.
马太福音的十六章二十四到二十六节。
From verses 24 to 26.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
所以这个是主耶稣对门徒们的一个跟随主跟随他的一个呼召。
This is a call of the Lord to his disciple. A call to follow him.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候当我们讲说问你或者是问我说你要跟从主吗？
So when a question is posed to us or to you, do you want to follow the Lord?
对，当我们受浸那个时候，我们告诉受浸的弟兄姊妹，受浸有一个意义，就是我与世界分别，我现在是180度转变，要跟随主啊。
Remember that during the baptism, we say that in baptism, we are turning away from the world and turning to the Lord. 180 degrees.
对，我现在在想一个事情，就是根据我的经历里面，这些所有我碰到受浸的弟兄姊妹，如果你问他要不要跟随主，好像没有人说不要。
And from my experience, everybody whom we ask, who are going to be baptized, do you want to follow the Lord? All of them would say yes. None would say no.
但是在这个呼召里面，你会看见主耶稣提到一个事情。
But in this calling, the Lord mentioned one thing.
一个是得着全世界，但是却丢掉了生命。
One is to gain the whole world, but to lose your life.
你会发现跟那个腓立比书里面保罗所讲的成了一个对比。
This is in contrast to what Paul said in Philippians 3.
保罗是说，我丢掉了万事，为着得着基督。
Because Paul is saying, I give up everything just to gain Christ.
然后主在这边说，你得着了全世界，但是你丢掉了生命。
But here the Lord is saying that you can gain the whole world, but you lose your life.
所以在这个跟从主的呼召里面，主给我们放了一个天平。
So in this calling of the Lord to follow him, he gives us a scale.
这个天平一边是全世界，一边是主给的生命。
On one side is the whole world, and on the other side is the life that's given by the Lord.
然后主就叫我们去想一个事情。
And the Lord wants us to think of this thing.
你要跟从我吗？
Do you want to follow me?
请你看一下这个天平。
If you want to follow me, look at this scale.
请你对世界、对生命，或是对我们的主，做一个价值的评估。
Make a valuation of the whole world versus the life.
弟兄姊妹，我们正常的人都知道说有价值的，就对我来说有价值的，才值得我去花时间去得它嘛。
Of course, we know in general, only things that are valuable to us are the things that we will pursue.
如果一个东西对我来讲根本没有任何的价值的话，我不觉得有人想要花什么样的力气、花时间去在他身上费功夫。
I don't think anybody would spend time or strength to pursue something that's not of value to them.
所以主在这边问说，你要全世界呢，还是要主的生命呢？
So that's why the Lord is asking, do you want the whole world or do you want the life of the Lord?
但是我为了这个把这个大家的退路把它封闭起来。
But I want to seal you going through the back door.
如果万一你里面暗暗在想，我要脚踏两条船。
Maybe secretly in your heart, I want to stand on both boat.
全世界我也要，主的生命我也要。
Because I want the whole world, but I also want the life of the Lord.
很抱歉，主自己说，一个人不能够侍奉两个主。
But the Lord himself said that you cannot serve two masters.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个天平是放在我们心中，让我们来思想。
So this scale is put in our heart for us to think about.
我们完全知道主他心中希望得到的答案是什么。
Of course, we know what the Lord wants in His heart, what the answer should be.
他希望我们被带到一个地步，我们发现，就算是全世界都跟我们的主没有办法相比。
He wants to bring us to a point where we know that the whole world is nothing compared to our Lord.
请问为什么的主可以这样子来呼召我们 这批人呢?
Let me ask, how come the Lord can call us in such a way?
所以每一次当我想到跟随主做门徒的时候，我开始用一个角度去想。
So whenever I think about being a disciple of the Lord, this is the way I think about it.
每次当我们看到这段的时候，哎呀，我就想说，哎呀，主要我丢弃万事。
Every time when we look at this passage, we say, oh, the Lord wants us to give away, to throw away everything.
但是容许我这样子用一个方式讲，但是我在想说，主为什么 qualify, 为什么有资格做这样，向我们做这样一个呼召。
Permit me to say, why is the Lord qualified to ask this?
因为他把我们这批人看为他眼中的珍宝。
And it's because he looked at us as the most precious things in his thing in his eyes.
对，从他的角度来说，全世界都比不上我们这个人的灵魂来的宝贵。
From his perspective, the whole world cannot compare with our spirit.
与我们这批这么抵挡主的人来说，
for us who are so much against the Lord,
他觉得我们这样的人比他丢弃天上的尊贵跟荣光还要更重要。
And to him, we are more important than all the glories and goodness that he lay aside in heaven.
所以在他的心中，他想要把一个最宝贵的，他觉得最大的祝福给我们。
And so in his heart, he wants to give us the most precious thing in his heart.
所以当他向我们做这样的一个呼召的时候，他心中一点都不为难。
And that's why when he gives us this call, there's no conflict within him and no hesitation.
因为在他的心中，他知道说，主，我现在假设我是主，他心中是这样说，我已经为你们舍了一切。我已经为你们舍了一切，那现在让你们有这样的一个呼召，与我并不为难。
And because he has given his all to us, and so that demand is there's no hesitation in demanding that back.
有可能有过，我不晓得在座有没有有过弟兄姊妹觉得说，哎呀，在我们这里聚会有点太追求了。
Are there maybe sometimes brothers and sisters feel like here in our meeting we're demanding too much?
好像，哎呀，为什么要讲事情讲得那么绝对呢？
Why do we talk with so that everything is so absolute?
所以慢慢的就不想要这样子听这些的这些的劝勉。
And because of that, kind of don't want to listen to this type of exhortation.
对，也有可能因着这个原因就不来聚会。
And maybe because of this reason, they don't want to continue to meet.
在这种情形底下，我想我们心中还是会觉得难过的。
Of course, under this circumstance, our hearts are sad about it.
但其实好好想想，最难过的恐怕是主自己吧。
But then actually the most affected, the most sorrowful one is really our Lord himself.
因为主为这个人摆上了全部。
Because the Lord has given all to this person.
但是这个人觉得主没有这个价值。
But then this person feels that the Lord is not worth that much.
对，主宝贵我们这个人。
The Lord held us so precious.
然后我们觉得主好像不太值得我那么去追求他。
But then we feel that it's not, the Lord is not worth all my pursuing that, you know, in that type of pursuing.
弟兄姊妹，我们的确承认我们没有，我们每个人都不是那么完全。
We admit that none of us are perfect.
但当主有这样对我们有一个呼召的时候，这个是主他自己所要的。
But when the Lord has this calling on us, we know that's what He wants.
我们理当如此劝勉，我们理当如此来追求。
How should we be encouraged? How should we pursue?
所以保罗在他的生命里面，他答应了这个呼召。
And so Paul, in his life, he answered this call.
他觉得这个是一个上面来的一个高处的呼召。
To him, he knows that this is an upward calling. This is a calling from on high.
地上所有的呼召呢，都比不上这个高。
Because all the other calls in this earth are not comparable to this calling.
因为对他来讲，主是值得他这样子追求的。
Because the Lord Himself is worth this kind of pursuing.
对他来说，认识基督呢，是比这地上一切呢都来得更加的宝贵。
To know Christ is way more precious than anything in the world.
在这种宝贵的认识底下，他只能够说其他的东西都像粪土。
And to this precious knowing, compared to other things, the other things are just filth.
我们接下来看这个，我想要先来，我们一同来思想基督徒成长呢会带进来的福气。
Now we want to think about the blessing that comes with growth in Christian life.
我们看一下这个腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书的第四章的四到七节。
From verse 4 to 7.
腓立比书四章四到七，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我在说你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Philippians 4:4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
我们再来看，再来读十一节到十三节。
And then we'll read verses 11-13.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
对，
我是念太多了吗？
不是，不是。
十一到十三。
十一 ，OK。11-13. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ.Which strengthened me.
弟兄姊妹还记得我开头读的圣经是腓立比书的第三章那边。
Brothers and sisters, remember we started with the verse in Philippians 3.
那边讲到得着基督和被基督得着。
Talked about to be gained by Christ, to gain Christ and to be laid hold by Christ.
其实这件事情是贯穿整个腓立比书的。
And these things actually go through the whole book of Philippians.
然后到了第四章的时候，我们看见保罗有一些非常美丽的一个光景，一些的表现。
And then we see in chapter 4 that Paul manifests some very beautiful disposition.
我简单的用三句话来表达它。
And I'm going to use three words to describe it.
Yeah, 一个是常常喜乐。
One is to be rejoicing always.
一个是一无挂虑。
And two is to be anxious of nothing.
一个是凡事知足。
And the third is to be contented in all things.
我不晓得有人读腓立比书会不会只读第四章啊？应该不会。
I don't know if people read Philippians, but they only read chapter 4.
但我现在想要表达一件事情是说，这些的福气呢，是因着保罗的追求而带进来的。
And what I'm saying is all these blessings come about because of the pursuit of Paul.
我几个月前好像讲到，我几个月前提到说，有的弟兄姊妹可能觉得有些的信息不是那么实际，不是那么 practical。
A few months ago, I mentioned that maybe some brothers and sisters feel that some messages are not very practical.
对，搞不好也有人会觉得说，哎呀，这个马弟兄，你今天讲了什么得着基督又被基督得着，好像不是很 practical。
Or maybe even today you will say, oh, Brother Ma, you know, this message of being, of gaining Christ or and being obtained by Christ is not very practical.
但弟兄姊妹啊，在这个第四章里面，如果我这个人能够常常喜乐，能够一无挂虑，并且凡事知足，你可以说它不 practical 吗？
But if we can end up rejoicing always, and then be anxious of nothing and be contented in everything, would you still say it's not practical?
然后在这个事情上哈，有可能会有人有一种不太正确的理解。
Maybe some people have a misunderstanding on towards this.
他就说，哇，这个保罗哈，这个人啊，他对他我先退一步啊。这保罗在当时这个环境呢，他是被关在监狱里面的。
Now we know that Paul was in prison at this point in time.
对，他的环境其实是非常的恶劣，也是非常的叫人能够容易沮丧的一个环境。
So he was living in a circumstance that would, that's very difficult and would make somebody very discouraged.
所以也许有一种不太正确的理解是说，哎呀，保罗这个人呢，对环境的反应比一般人还要正面，还要更超越。
Oh, maybe some people misunderstand and say, oh, Paul is just good at facing circumstance. He's just better than other people in facing circumstance.
对，或是我不知道怎么翻，或是说他的心理素质比较好。
Okay, or that he has a better makeup, so which enabled him to do that.
所以他在这个监狱的环境里面呢，还可以常常喜乐，还有不挂虑，还可以知足。
That's why even though he's in prison, he still can rejoice, he still can be not anxious, he can still be contented.
我偶尔有时候想试着对福音朋友表达一个认识，就是信耶稣不是凭着我们的修行得到的这些得到的，不是凭着修行的。
I try to tell a gospel friend that believing in Jesus is not about self-improvement.
对，我会这样表达哈。
And I would express it like this.
我说在所有人里面，你问任何一个人，你希不希望你的人生能够平安喜乐呢？
If you ask anybody, do you want your life to be peaceful? And joyful?
请问有谁会回答不要呢？
Would there be anyone who will answer no to that question.
对，是的，世界上所有的人应该都正常的话，都应该说我愿意我的人生里面能够常有充满着平安跟喜乐。
Any normal person would want their life to be full of joy and peace.
但今天的问题是，我想，但是我做不到。
But the problem today is, I want that, but it's not possible.
我难道不想吗？
Would I not want them?
我难道我想忧虑吗？
Would I want to be always anxious?
难道我想活在我心里面的那个痛苦吗？
Do I want to live in pain in my heart?
我不想。
Of course, I don't want that.
但是我做不到，我得不到那个平安跟喜乐啊。
But I can't obtain peace, and I cannot have joy.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看保罗这段他一个美好的光景的时候，
and so when we see the blessedness of Paul's condition,
我们要知道，从一个角度来说，这是保罗追求主所带来的，我用这个方式啊，副产品。
Actually, this is kind of the side effect of Paul's pursuit of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹去打那个什么疫苗啊，有一些副反应，什么副作用。
So some people, when they got the vaccine, they have side effects.
但是保罗能够有这些表现呢，是因着他心中愿意得着基督，并且被基督得着所带出来的表现。
But all these things are manifested because Paul wants to gain Christ and he is laid hold by Christ.
很有可能啊，在他的这些经历里面，连他自己都没有预料得到。
It's quite possible that even he himself did not expect such things.
所以他才说他的平安是一个出人意外的平安。
And that is the reason why he said the peace that he had from God surpasses all understanding.
也许他在监狱里面，他没有刻意的说，主啊，我要追求平安。
Probably in the prison cell, he did not say, Lord, I want to pursue peace.
但是在监狱里面，他仍然不停止的说，要让主在我身上照常显大。
But probably in the prison cell, he said, I want the Lord to be magnified in me.
因着如此，他可能经过了在监狱的时间，经过了在监狱一段时间之后。
And so after a period of time in prison,
他回头一看，哎，奇怪，我这段日子，我心中怎么这么平安？
And then he looked back and said, Oh wow, how come in my heart there's peace in my heart?
怎么我心中还是这么喜乐呢？
How come in my heart I still rejoice?
当然弟兄姊妹，更准确的来看是那个真正的原因，因为喜乐、安息与满足的源头呢，都是从神来的。
But actually the fountainhead or the source of joy, peace and contentment all come from the Lord.
对，为什么我能够一无挂虑呢？
How come I can not be anxious of anything?
因为主得了我，我是属于主的人，我还有什么怕惧怕的呢？
Because God has obtained me. I belong to the Lord. What is there to be afraid of?
为什么我能够凡事知足呢？
How come I can be contented in any situation?
因为我得了主，他是我心中的供应，我真的觉得我是一无所缺。
It's because I have the Lord, I have gained the Lord, and I have no other want.
弟兄姊妹，圣经里面有一句说，神是那位最喜乐的神。
In the Bible it says that God is the God of joy.
因此我们连于主呢，连于我们的神呢，我们才有真正的喜乐。
And it's only when we're united with the Lord that we will have real joy.
我们要认识到，我们很多的痛苦基本上都是从我们的自私跟自我来的。
Many of our pain actually stems from our self-centeredness, and, being selfish.
当保罗得了一个秘诀，他说他放下万事，他放下他的自己呢，他得着主，那是最大的福气。
And that's why when Paul laid down everything, and he laid down himself, that's the greatest blessing.
对，当我昨天在想这个事情的时候，
Yesterday when I was thinking about this,
如果痛苦的来源是源于我的自私，跟我里面的肉体跟自我，
If the source of pain is because of my selfishness, self-centeredness, and the flesh,
然后我把这些放下，应该就没有痛苦了吧？
And so if I lay all this down, then there's no pain.
但是如果没有神的话，
But if there's no God,
我们放下自己之后，
When after we lay down ourselves,
我们要用全部都是空来充满我这个人。
Then there's just emptiness in this person.
但是我们信主的人，当我们放下自己之后，
But for us who are believers of the Lord, when we lay down ourselves,
我们有亲爱的神，他那个丰盛的生命进来，来占据我们的心。
We have our beloved God and His life that fills us.
对，这个时代的确很多抑郁、忧郁的一些的情况。
It is true that in this age, there are so many people discouraged and depressed.
我慢慢才稍微有点了解，它的远距离的原因，有的时候是因为父母或是老师的缘故。
I begin to understand that some of these are because of parents or teachers.
我以前一直以为是我们这个比较年轻的一代很有问题，就比较奇怪。
Oh, before I just think like, oh, it's we younger generation, we are very problematic.
但是我突然慢慢想起来，这个问题好像从我这代开始的。
But I feel like, oh, you know, this starts from my generation.
可能我们这一代已经有很多的父母已经不是很正确的对待他的儿女，然后产生了一些后续的问题。
But then I realized, oh, maybe the generation of our parents, the way they treat the kids, you know, lead to this type of problems.
我为什么要讲这个啊？
Now, why do I want to dwell on these things?
如果我们不爱主，不愿意得着他的话，
If we do not love the Lord and we're not pursuing Him,
其实不仅我们自己得不到这个祝福，
Not only are we going to miss out on the blessing,
我们可能自己也在一种痛苦跟挣扎的里面。
Most likely, we are in a place of struggle and pain.
很有可能我们也会影响我们的儿女。
And then, in addition, we will affect our children.
有可能哈，我们自己都还以为自己还是不错的父母。
Maybe we think we're okay parents.
因为我照理讲，没有人故意说我要做一个坏的父母吧。
Because no one would intentionally be a bad parent.
但是有可能因着我们不爱主的缘故，我们破坏自己，破坏家庭，也在伤害我们的儿女。
But maybe because we do not love the Lord, and intentionally we put hurt on ourselves and then our family, our children.
所以在这个比较很诡异的时代里面，
So in this very subtle generation,
我们能够常常喜乐，一无挂虑，凡事知足，弟兄姊妹，这个是很大很大的祝福。
So to be able to rejoice always and to be anxious, to be not anxious,And then to be contented is such great blessing.
如果我们愿意有这个祝福的话，我们必须往得着基督，并且被他得着这条路来追求。
And if we want this blessing, we have to go the way of pursuing and gaining Christ and to be obtained and laid hold by Him.
也许我今天是把这个得着基督跟被主得着呢 放在弟兄姊妹的面前。
Today I put it in front of brothers and sisters, this thing of gaining Christ and to be taken hold and possessed and tamed by Christ.
大家一方面定好这个方向。
If we set our direction right,
知道这是主的呼召。
And we know that this is the calling of our Lord.
并且也确信相信主会借着这样的追求带来我们个人和我们家庭和我们教会的祝福。
And really believe that doing this, the Lord will bless us, bless our family and our gathering.
所以接下来我用简短的时间提一下得着基督跟被基督得着的一点的内容吧。
And so now I want to go into the content of gaining Christ and being obtained by Christ.
我们翻到罗马书的第八章三十二节。
Let's turn to Romans 8:32.
罗马书第八章三十二，神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all.How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
然后约翰福音三章十六节。
And then John 3:16.
也许你就用背的了。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Probably we can memorize, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son,that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
我希望弟兄姊妹注意的是说，我们认识到这个救恩是主为我们舍命。
We know that we can have this salvation because the Lord gave up his life for us.
叫我们能够因着信不至灭亡，反得永生。
And because of our faith in him,that we will not perish and have everlasting life.
在这里面还有多一些的内容是讲到神是把他的独生子赐给我们。
But it also speaks of God giving us his beloved son.
也就是说我们的天父把他的爱子给了我们，也就是说我们得了这位父神的爱子。
Because the Father gave us His beloved Son, so we gain His beloved Son.
这个是当我们一得救，应该是说神预备这个救恩的时候，他心中就已经为我们预备的一个礼物了。
When God prepared this salvation for us, this is the gift that He has prepared for us.
这个礼物要给我们。
And this gift He wants to give us.
那今天是问题是我们得着这个礼物了吗？
Today the question is, have you gotten this gift?
有的人可能有两个错误的想法。
Maybe there are two misconceptions here.
就是说得着主不是让主做我的仆人。
Now, to gain Christ does not mean that Christ becomes your servant.
对，有可能会有人是这样想，哦，神把主耶稣给我了。那真好。
Some people might say, oh, that's great that God gives me Jesus Christ.
那虽然我嘴巴不敢说他是我的仆人 ,OK, 不敢这样说。
Of course, we're not going to outrightly say, you know, he is my servant.
但是我的祷告我的那个对他的态度就感觉他是我的仆人。
But our prayer, our attitude, just all speaks of he being our servant.
对，给我了，那应该给我这个祝福，那个祝福。拿 A, 然后工作顺利这样。
He has to bless me this way, that way, give me an A, give me work.
所以这个不是得着主。
This is not gaining Christ.
所以其实这个另外一个错误想法其实也是相似的，就是我们得着主不是说只得到祝福而不要主。
Gaining Christ does not mean just to get the blessing, but not have the Lord Himself.
也就是说，主神真的要给我们的祝福呢，跟我们的主他本身本人是分不开的。
The blessing that the Lord is going to give us cannot be separated with the person himself.
对，也就是我刚刚讲的，我们不可以，我们没有办法说 ，OK， 只要给我平安，只要给我好成绩，但是我不要基督，不，这没办法。
So we cannot say, I want peace, I want good grades, but I don't want Christ.
所以当主耶稣在约翰福音讲到那个他的肉是可吃的，他的血是可喝的。
So when the Lord said, that you can eat of my flesh and drink of my blood,
他基本上就是用一个比较难以理解、比较不容易能够接受的一个方式，讲到说，如果我们要接受这个生命的话，就是他的肉、他的血。
What he is saying is, if we really want his life, we have to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. It might be hard to listen to that or to accept that.
当我们信主的时候，我们已经收到了这个礼物。
But actually, when we first believe, we already receive this gift.
是神的白白的恩典，是主他自己。
It is His grace freely given to us. He gives us Himself.
但很多时候我们小看了这个礼物，我们不懂得它的宝贵。
But you know, we belittle this gift. We do not know the value of this gift.
对，甚至我们信主一些年日之后，我们好像慢慢远离了这个礼物。
And maybe after we believe for a time, we gradually go farther and farther away from this gift.
对，我们根本谈不上我已经得着了这个礼物，得着了这位基督。
And we cannot even speak of that I have gained Christ.
所以不管如何，我想我们平常一同的追求已经很多这个方面的信息。
In our many gatherings, we have this message again and again.
我们要让主的生命在我们身上多多的彰显，多多的充满。
We want His life to fill us and to be manifested in us.
我要衰微，然后他就在我身上能够兴旺起来。
I have to decrease so that He can increase.
啊，我们要配合圣灵的工作，好让基督的性格能够成型在我们的身上。
We have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit so that the character of Christ can be formed in me.
然后我们能够被带到一个地步说，主啊，我不能没有你。
And I have to be brought to a point where I can really say that I cannot live without you.
你对我来讲是 essential, 是 must, 是必须有的，是不能够缺少的。
You, Lord, are a must to me. You are essential. I cannot not have you, Lord.
我可以从心里说，每当我多得着你的时候，我发现这是我人生的至宝。这是一个上好的福分。
And every time I gain more of you, Lord, this is the most precious to me.
最后，我要提一点点被主得着。
Next, I want to mention how about to be obtained and laid hold by Christ.
我们翻到雅歌书。
Let's turn to the Song of Songs.
雅歌书第二章。
Song of Songs.Chapter 2.
雅歌书的第二章十六节的开头这句。
2:16.
良人属我，我也属他。
My beloved is mine and I am his.
然后我们翻到第六章的第三节的前面。第六章第三节的前半。
6:3.
雅歌书第六章第三节的前半。
Song of Songs 6:3, the first half.
让我念一下。
哦，你要我念？
对，哦，对，我还没念好。对不起，我属我的良人，我的良人也属我。
I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine.
你们记得哈，前面那边说良人属我，我也属他。
Remember, the first one that we read is, My beloved is mine, and I am his.
然后这边讲到说，我属我的良人，我的良人也属我。
But here it says, I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine.
好，好像略略那个顺序有点反过来。
You see, the order has changed here.
这边是有一点原因的。
There's a reason behind this.
没有错哈，我们属于主，主也属于我们，这是一个不可以分割的一个关系。
It is true that we belong to the Lord and the Lord belongs to us, and this is always true.
但是在我们的经历里面，因为我们人都是比较自私的。
But in our experience, because we are more selfish,
我们第一个想到的是良人要先属我。
What we think first is the beloved has to be mine first.
然后主是我的。
The Lord is mine.
所以有的时候我们可能会有一种误解。
And so we have this misunderstanding.
我可以得着基督，他是我的，但同时我又保留了我自己。
And so we think, I want to gain Christ, but I want to keep myself.
但是在这个雅各书里面，你发现这个女子呢，从你被带到一个下一个阶段。
But we see here in the Songs of Song that the Shulamite is brought to the next stage.
对，没有错。他刚开头想的时候是主要先属于我，然后我才肯属于他一些。
It is true in the beginning, he says, you know, the Lord has to be mine first, and then I can be his.
但是他后来被带到一个情形，他是先说，我主啊，我要先属于你，我先归给你。
But then at the end, he is saying, Lord, I want to be yours. I want to give myself to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个叫做被基督得着。
And this is what it means to be obtained or laid hold by Christ.
一个人哈，如果不把他奉献给主的话，我实在想不出来这个人要怎么样被主得着。
If we do not consecrate ourselves to the Lord, it is hard for me to think how can the Lord obtain you.
是的，他可以在表面上做好像很多为主做的工作。
Yes, the person can superficially do many things for the Lord.
但有可能，很有可能他的心，他的人，他的生命，其实并没有被主得着。
But maybe the heart, the person, the whole being is not really obtained by the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们许多时候讲到奉献，其实就是指我们要被主得着的那个开始。
And that's why when we talk about consecration, actually we're saying that's the beginning of being obtained and laid hold by the Lord.
那个表明我的心愿意归给他。
That shows that my heart is willing to be given to the Lord.
那个表明说我的耳朵有一个穿了一个洞，我愿意永远属于爱我的主。
And that my ears are going to be pierced, that I want to belong to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，既然我们是神，他既然我们是主这位好牧人手中的羊，
Since we are the sheep of this good shepherd,
我们就应该没有任何保留的把自己交给他。
We should have no reservation and give ourselves totally to Him.
他是我的主，他可以在我心中设立宝座。
He is my Lord. He can establish His throne in my heart.
然后主也能够自由地调度我这个人成为他一个有用的器皿。
And He has all the freedom to arrange my life that I will be a useful vessel.
所以我想我今天愿意把这个追求的大方向一同的摆在我们的面前。
So I want to put this general direction before us on how to pursue the Lord.
但愿我们每一个人都看见，都宝贵，这是一个从主来一个高处向上的呼召。
And hopefully that all of us will value and see that this is an upward on high calling from the Lord.
这也是一个有心愿意跟随主成为他门徒的人不能够缺少的追求。
And this is something that for one who wants to be a disciple, who wants to follow the Lord, you cannot lack this.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你毫无保留的把你给了我们。
Lord, we thank you so much because you have no reservation. You have given yourself totally to us.
我们实在觉得稀奇，我们在这个地上可以得着各式各样的事物。
Lord, we are amazed that in this earth we can gain this and that thing.
但是你却把全宇宙最宝贵的，是吧？要给了我们。
And yet, Lord, what you want to give us is the most precious in this whole universe.
是吧？愿意继续的带领我们，真能够认识如何来得着你，并且也被你得着。
Lord, help us to know what it means to gain you and to be laid hold by you.
好叫我们的在我们个人、家庭、我们的聚会当中，常常充满你的同在和喜乐。
That in our personal life, in our family life, in our church life, that it would be full of your presence.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.